We're talking about waters that are, you know, about 8 degrees Celsius, strong currents. There's debris in the water. That's made it very difficult for the divers who in the first day were trying to potentially find any survivors and who are now tragically just looking for bodies of those who are presumed to have died after coming off the bridge. It also makes it incredibly challenging for any kind of recovery and repair mission as well. We're talking about waters that are, you know, about 50 foot deep. We're talking about a bridge that has almost entirely collapsed and would take a long time to rebuild. But at this point, we are very much still in the search phase for the bodies of those who have been killed, and officials saying that they will be gathering around the communities who've been impacted by this.